Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Right in Front of Us.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky? Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge hand you over to the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." Listening to this passage, I find myself among the crowd, face to face with Jesus. Are you here with me too? Oh, it is hard not to hear that tone in Jesus' voice. It is both an exasperation and a pleading. The inflection of his words mixed with his deep feelings is what catches the ear. Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As though he is saying, "What are you waiting for? Confirmation from whom?" Though I'd rather not be in this crowd, I am here today. Who are we in this crowd? We are those who have not quite bought into it all. Those who are still turning it around inside our hearts and minds, trying to decide if believing and acting on that belief is worth the risk. Is it? Perhaps standing on the periphery is a safe place to stay. Safe. Safe from what? The judgment of others? Ridicule? Being accused of being a liberal or a conservative? Being on the right or the left? It's hard to hear him saying, "You hypocrites," while he's right in front of us, isn't it? Though still harsh, it is easier to hear when Jesus uses hypocrites to describe the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But we are following him. When Jesus asks us today, why not judge for yourselves what is right? He knows we can choose the right response to the weightier matters of the heart and soul. He knows we know a half-truth when we hear it. He knows we recognize when pretentious power masquerades as strength and control and authority of wielding fear. He knows we know meanness and bullying is wrong, that respect for all created beings is right. He knows we know destroying earth, poisoning waters, and the air we breathe is wrong. Yes, Jesus, we do know what is right. Show us. Show us how to read the signs of this time in light of God's reign that you proclaim. And then with our eyes on the face of Jesus right in front of us, what do we see? We see the faces of selflessness of doctors, nurses, first responders, attending at the risk of their own lives to persons suffering from COVID-19 and myriad other health needs. We see countless faces of women and men in severe financial circumstances giving their stimulus check or anything that they have that can help to another whose circumstances are even more dire than their own. We see the grandmother in Chicago. We see her face as she runs out of her home into the street, gunfire erupting, as she's hearing a mother cry, "Hold on, baby, hold on." This is how we read the signs of the reign of God. We look at what is right in front of us, and we see the face of Jesus. Perhaps the exasperated tone in Jesus' voice is ignited by the urgency of the time in which we live, an urgency for compassion, a compassion that calls us into our deepest places of truth and integrity, the places inside of our soul where we know what is right, where we grasp again the good news that God is in our midst, and that the reign of God is now, and we are co-creators of that reign. Right in front of our eyes, today, October 23rd, 2020, there is an abundance of opportunities for courageous acts of forgiveness, humility, generosity, sacrifice, blessing, loving. That is the reign of God manifest. Listen again to Jesus' voice as we hear it in our hearts. Judge for yourselves what is right. Do you notice? Gone is the exasperation in pleading. Listen. Yes, I hear it too. That tone, that is his confidence in us and his hope.